The Seattle newspaper, The Stranger, is seeking more openness in the case of two witnesses who were detained for refusing to testify. The paper's suing to unseal federal court records. The case goes before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals when it hears cases in Seattle this week. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
When federal officials contacted Catherine Olesnik and Matthew Duran, they wanted to ask them about who vandalized a federal court building in Seattle on May Day 2012. The two weren't in Seattle during the demonstrations, but appeared to know some of the suspects. They refused to answer questions before a grand jury and were cited for contempt of court. They spent 5 months in federal detention before they were released last spring. The records of their case have been sealed. Brendan Kiley reported on the case for The Stranger. He says the federal court's secrecy around its treatment of these witnesses is unjustified.
Things really need to be under seal because there's some really sensitive information about someone's identity, about an ongoing case, then that makes sense. But to reflexively seal things that are merely citing precedents or dockets or other, you know, really benign documents, it seems like those things should be open and available to the public.
The newspaper's lawyer, Neil Fox, says while grand jury proceedings themselves are secret, Olesnik's and Duran's contempt proceedings were held in open court. So he says there's no justification for keeping the court transcripts sealed. But even if the Ninth Circuit rules that those records should be opened, Kiley says another question may never be answered. Why Olesnik and Duran were placed in solitary confinement for 2 months, treatment that's usually reserved for prisoners who present a danger to themselves or others.
And in fact, their attorneys have said that that was unusual, when they've had other clients who've wound up in solitary. It's not been difficult to get answers from the prison officials about why.
Duran's lawyer complained about the solitary confinement during his detention. A federal prosecutor responded that Duran was there by choice and could gain his freedom by agreeing to testify. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.